All right, welcome to the deep dive. Today, we are taking a swing at something a little different. We're looking for the absolute best golf courses for beginners, and we're zeroing in on South Africa.
Yeah, and we're pulling all this from some really great articles on the Golf Day Buddy app website. Our mission here is to keep it simple, really easy to understand, basically why South Africa is the spot and what the sport actually does for you.
And that's exactly what grabbed me, the focus on SA. It's not just another destination. It's being framed as this must-try place for new players because of the landscapes and the climate.
Right. The thing is, it's the combination of factors. So why is SA such a magnet for beginners? First, the views. I mean, they're just incredible. You've got majestic mountains, massive coastlines, and you can play almost the entire year. The weather is just ideal.
That flexibility is huge. You're not locked into a short season. But I always hear that golf is, incredibly expensive internationally. Does SA get around that?
It does. That's one of the other major appeals, the affordability. Compared to a lot of big international spots, the cost to get started is just, it's a lot lower. And you get an extra perk, the chance for unique wildlife encounters right there on the course.
So a giraffe might be judging your swing.
Exactly. Try not to let that put you off.
Okay, that definitely makes for a good story. But if I'm brand new, I need a course that's forgiving. What really makes a course beginner friendly?
It really boils down to two things: speed and frustration management. So you want shorter holes, which speeds up play and is, less embarrassing. And you want fewer tough spots, like deep sand bunkers.
And a welcoming vibe, I'd imagine.
Crucially, yes, a welcoming staff. The data we saw points to courses like Steenberg Golf Club in Cape Town as hitting that perfect balance.
So if you break it down by region in South Africa, where should a new player start looking?
So the sources kind of break it down geographically. The Western Cape is fantastic. It's close to big cities, so the practice facilities are easy to get to. Then you have KwaZulu-Natal, or KZN. That offers a more relaxed setting, stunning ocean views, really friendly club atmospheres. Think places like Durban Country Club.
And what about for people inland, away from the coast?
Gauteng, it's the economic hub. So it's central and just really easy to access. You can look for forgiving courses there, like Parkview or Modderfontein Golf Club.
So we know where to play, but let's get to the payoff. Why should you commit the time? What does golf actually give back to you?
That is the big question, isn't it? The articles highlight three massive gains. First is the mental boost. Golf is a really powerful way to deal with stress because it demands so much focus. You have to tune everything else out just to hit the ball. It's a great exercise for your brain.
It sounds a bit like active meditation.
Precisely. The second is body strength. This isn't just a leisurely stroll.
It's a real workout.
A real workout. It's fantastic for your heart and your core strength.
Yeah.
And get this, walking, the course can burn anywhere from 300 to 600 calories per round.
Wow, okay. And the last piece, the social side.
New friends. Golf is a great way to build a supportive social network. Many clubs work hard at this. They host social events specifically for newcomers.
So it makes it easy to meet people.
Exactly. You build friendships while you're getting better at the game.
So when we put all this together, the knowledge from the Golf Day Buddy app website is pretty clear. South Africa has these excellent, accessible, and really welcoming places to start.
Yeah, the conclusion is simple. You've got the unique accessibility of SA combined with the benefits of the sport itself. It's a massive win for your mind, your body, and your social circle.
So if we know that practice and getting help are key, here's a final thought. What's one simple habit you can focus on this week to start unlocking all those benefits? Don't even worry about an 18-hole score yet. Start small. Maybe just focus on getting a comfortable, proper grip. It's that one little habit that experts often say to fix first. Start small, aim big.